This program is brought to you by Resonance FM. If you like what you hear, please support our work by making a donation at resonancefm.com/donate.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com. For the last 2 weeks, I've been playing selections from cassette recordings made by Captain Maurice Seddon. Recordings of his numerous telephone conversations, which he recorded without the knowledge of the other party. It's not obvious why he made so many recordings of what are mostly very banal conversations, but one theory of mine is that he felt cheated once by someone regarding his home, Datchet Cottage, and after that experience he felt the need to keep a record of all conversations and what he regarded as verbal contracts. But this doesn't explain why he would record hours of talking with an elderly German woman about herbs. The other mystery about these recordings is that he employed his own invented radio telephone device, which only allowed one person at a time to speak. But again, he wouldn't inform the other party that this system was being employed, so they would be vainly trying to interject, not understanding that he couldn't hear them until he clicked a switch, with his foot, as it happened. This allowed him to hold forth uninterrupted, leading to frustration and sometimes anger. Only very occasionally would he reluctantly reveal that he was employing this system, but with no explanation, and strangely, nobody ever asked him why. These recordings would have ended up on the local council tip, but as executor of his will, I was able to rescue these tapes from the floor of Datchet Cottage after he died. Well, I'm now down to the last 50 tapes. And then that will be that. Over the last few weeks, I've had plenty of time to listen to them and sift wheat from chaff, and it will be quite sad in a way to reach the end. In this last batch, I came across a recording of my own voice talking to Maurice in 1991. Quite strange. At first, I didn't recognise myself, but quickly remembered the subject of the conversation, which involved trying to arrange a meeting and a reference to someone's birthday, which involved me driving to Henley-on-Thames with two people and their daughter, who would have been aged about 5 at the time, so 35 now. Perhaps in time the recordings will become the Seddon Tapes Volume 2, Volume 1 having been released by Clive Graham on his Paradigm Discs label. Last week, my partner and I were going down in a lift from the 14th floor of a block of flats where we live. The lift stopped at the 9th floor. We are presently still expected to keep a 2 metre distance from everyone, as is well known. A man and a woman were waiting to get in the lift, and two small dogs. The two people are from different households and therefore shouldn't have been standing so close to each other. It was obvious from their stances that they wanted to get in the lift with us, so I pushed my shopping trolley slightly forward to prevent their entry. There was a momentary pause, then one of the small dogs darted into the lift behind my legs. I quickly suggested taking him down with us as a sort of joke, assuming that the owner would call the dog out, but he informed me that the dog was a her, not a him, as though that made any difference to the increasingly awkward situation. Nanoseconds passed. The woman stared blankly at us. A decision had to be made. So we moved forwards, pushing the shopping trolley between them while stating, "We will walk down, you get in," passing quite close to both of them in order to access the staircase. Today's programme starts with a recording made by Sandra Cross in 2014, a sort of spoken wordplay constructed from notes written up each day by home care workers. These notes were left in Sandra's mother's home. Sandra's mother never actually read them. The notes were written before her mother had a fall, went into hospital, and never returned home. Also woven into the text are notes made by Age UK respite workers. These two women, one in particular, became good friends to Sandra and her mother. Throughout the home care period, from 2006 to 2011, Sandra photocopied the notes each week and acted upon the contents when necessary. She was drawn to the care notes for several reasons. One, they form a type of writing which is covert or secretive. Two, the notes illustrate how people behave in such a situation and who goes the extra mile. And three, the secretive nature of the notes reminded Sandra that when she was very young, if she needed to ask her parents something important, she would write them notes. All of the carers were women, and Sandra imagined them as having what she calls scriptural qualities, and so she christened them handmaidens, those who show mercy and are kind. The notes shine a light on workers who are doing vital jobs which usually go unnoticed. The work they do isn't well paid, but can be intimate and life-affirming. The practical details of a life are paramount, and the loneliness felt by the individual is alluded to. But there is no remedy for this. To find the emotional heart of the matter, the notes had to be combed and deconstructed.
Handmaiden 1. Mara not very happy today, wrist still hurting. Gave banana and milk, cup of tea and milk, prompt meds. Tied up rubbish. Mara insisted on putting it out the front door. Wiped kitchen surfaces. Mara washed and dressed, ready to go out. All okay on leaving. Handmaiden 1. Mara up and dressed, refused personal care. Gave toast by two. Tea and milk. Prompt meds. Cream on wrist, still very sore. Informed office, wiped all kitchen surfaces and sink. Rubbish still in kitchen, but Mara insisted that I not dispose of it. Yale to Sarah, dear Sarah. Took your mum for a ride round, then we went to McDonald's and had chips and coffee. We sat outside because it was a nice day, and your mum enjoyed watching everybody. We had a laugh. She enjoyed it today, and the man has been to look at the door. Will not be here next week. Like I said, you can ring me any time. Yale. Handmaiden 1. Mara up and dressed, very tearful, wrist still sore. Gave banana, milk and sugar, tea and milk. Rubbish still in kitchen, no back door key. Wiped kitchen surfaces, cream on wrist, prompt meds, all okay on leaving. Handmaiden 1. Mara very tearful again today, wrist still very sore and swollen. Informed on call again, gave toast by two, milk and tea, wiped kitchen surfaces, rubbish still in kitchen, no back door key, cream on wrist, prompt meds, all okay on leaving. From Leah to Sarah. I did my usual cleaning, the key was in the key safe, and the beefeater keys were on the sideboard. Your mum's hair was £8.85 and £2 tip. Your mum's sandwich was £1 and milk was 96 pence. 2 at 45 equals 96. Next week I will come from 5 to 7pm just to check if she is okay. Your mum's wrist did seem to hurt her. I will try and put some cream on to help the pain. Hope you're okay, Leah. P.S. Could not find any cream. Your mum did not complain too much, but did now and again. I will start on a Tuesday on the 7th of June. I'm sorry I had to get off the telephone quickly, but your mum wanted to go out and I didn't want to keep her waiting too long. I hope you did not mind, Leah. Handmaiden 2. Mara in bed on arrival, had to ring her to let me in. Put some cream on her wrist. Did 2 toasts with butter, cup of milk, mug of tea, medication taken in front of me with her milk. All's well on leaving. Handmaiden 3. Mara well. Made glass of milk. She didn't want breakfast as she had already had some. Wash pots. Meds taken and Algisol put on left wrist. Lovely chat. All's well on leaving. From Leah to Sarah. The key was in the key safe, but no beef-eater keys. I did look for them, but I could not find them. Your mum's sandwich was £1, and the milk was 96 pence. Together it was 1.96. I emptied the bin and put the black bin out. I will be coming on Tuesday to see your mum. I will take her out. Hope you're okay. Leah. From Sarah to Yale. Dear Yale, hope you had a good break. Welcome back, Sarah. From Sarah to Leah. Dear Leah, thanks for coming round after your training course. Could you please take the laundry either on Tuesday or Thursday? Also, I might ask you to take Mum to the surgery about her swollen wrist. If you can, could you give her a cup of paracetamol and put some cream on her wrist? Sarah. From Yale to Sarah. Dear Sarah, I had a lovely holiday, thank you. Goes by so quickly. Took your mum for a ride round, then to Marks and Spencer for tea, cake and a coffee. £15.13 minus £3.55 for coffee and tea cake equals £11.58 change. Your mum enjoyed herself and she had the beef-eater keys today. Mileage 14, Yale. From Sarah, thanks very much, Yale. Sarah. Handmaiden 1. Mara still complaining about her wrists, swollen and sore. Put on cream, prompt meds, gave toast, tea and milk. Offered to assist with personal care and dressing. Refused and got upset. Informed on call. Wiped kitchen surfaces and tied up rubbish. No back door key. Would not let me go upstairs. Sitting on sofa still in nighty. On leaving. All okay. From Leah to Sarah. Your mum was fine today. We went out for a drive in my car. I got your mum a sandwich and I took the washing to be cleaned. We'll pick it up next week. The key was in the key safe and the beef-eater keys were on the sideboard. Hope you're okay. Leah. P.S. Your mum's sandwich was £1 and 2x1 pints of milk were 96 pence. Together, 1.96 and 50 pence for car park at the doctor's. The washing was 11.99. I will pick it up next Tuesday. The receipt is in my envelope. The doctor said he is giving your mum Xanadol, which you take once a day. Must not take Cocodamol with these tabs. Can cause constipation. If you want your mum to have an X-ray, you will have to speak to the doctor yourself. Your mum has arthritis in her wrists. Leah. Handmaiden 4. Mara in tears on arrival, complaining her wrists were sore. Put on cream, prompted meds, glass of milk, didn't want breakfast. Assisted to put trousers on, but didn't want help with top half. Have informed office. Kitchen tidy. Upstairs sitting on bed on leaving. Handmaiden 5. Mara fine this morning. Already up, washed and dressed. Put cream on, prompt meds. Made a cup of tea for Mara. Didn't want any breakfast. Left well and secure on leaving. Mara made bed. From Leah to Sarah. I did my usual cleaning. The key was in the key safe. The beef-eater keys were around on the sideboard. Your mum's hair was 8.85 and her sandwich was £1. 2 pints of milk were 96 pence together, 1.96. Your mum was fine today. I put the tablets into my folder. Hope you're okay. Leah. P.S. Could you please get some bleach, kitchen cleaner and bathroom cleaner? Thank you. Handmaiden 5. Mara complaining about both wrists. Right one more swollen. Got upset when I tried to assist with personal care. Refused and was upset. Informed office on call. Made Mara some breakfast. 2 slices of toast with jam, along with a cup of tea. Had a chat. left Mara well as can be expected and secure on leaving, applied cream, washed up, meds prompted from dosset box. Handmaiden 3. Mara well. She didn't want breakfast, only a cup of tea. She was already dressed on arrival. Applied cream on wrist and medication taken. Nice chat. All's well on leaving. From Sarah to Leah. Dear Leah, thank you for doing so much for Mum and me. It is all such a great help. All the best, Sarah. Handmaiden 6. Mara okay. Up, dressed in coat. Refused cream on back. Says she's not taking coat off. Got her a cup of milk with tablets. Already had breakfast over an hour ago. Refused any care. Quite upset, saying we should know what time she goes out. All's well on leaving. Handmaiden 1. Mara very tearful today. Assisted with dressing, made bed, gave tea, milk and banana with milk and sugar, prompt meds, cream on wrist, informed office about Mara's condition, all okay on leaving. Handmaiden 1. Mara in bed on arrival, barricaded herself in, difficult to gain entry, informed S&D in office that Mara is in pain and unable to get out of bed, unable to sit up and have a drink or meds, rang doctor on D's instructions, washed and dried pots, doctor coming out at about 11:30, all secure on leaving. Handmaiden 7, Mara in bed in a lot of pain, doctor arranged for intermediate care team to come in, daughter updated, left Mara with the ale from agency, Mara took meds. Handmaiden 8, intermediate care team visited as requested. Mara got up out of bed independently, walked to the bathroom, got on off toilet independently, walked back to bedroom, decided she would go downstairs independently. Mobility slower than normal, but independent. From Yale to Sarah. Dear Sarah, as you know, I could not take your mum out today because of her back. So I sat with her, made her a sandwich and coffee. Hope she gets better soon. Hope you had a nice holiday, Yale. From Leah to Sarah. Stayed in today because of your mum's back. I left your mum with a sandwich and a drink and also a blanket. Hopefully we'll be able to go out on Thursday, Leah. Handmaiden 1. Mara not too bad today, but very sleepy. Gave toast by one, fresh milk and tea. Prompt meds, refused cream on wrist, but still sore. Threw away sandwiches and milk from yesterday, not eaten. Prompt meds several times from dosset box, all okay on leaving. Handmaiden 9. Mara not too bad today. Couldn't get in, had to wait 25 minutes before I was let in. Made two toast, one tea, one milk. Meds prompted. Mara seems very sleepy again today and also in a lot of pain with her wrist. Put cream on. Will inform office. Didn't chat much today. Kept prompting meds. All's okay on leaving. Put electric fire on at Mara's request. From Leah to Sarah. I did my usual cleaning and got your mum a sandwich, 1 pound, and 2 pints of milk. 2 by 1 pint, which was 96 pence, equals 196. The key was in the key safe and 3 other keys, which I think are the Beefeater keys. The Beefeater key ring was on the sideboard on its own. I took your mum to have a manicure, which was 8.50. Your mum's back did not seem to hurt her so much today. Your mum was in the lounge and seemed to be her usual self. Hope you're okay and had a nice time on holiday, Leah. P.S. I'm on holiday on the 5th, 7th, 12th and 14th of July. I will be back on 19th of July, which is a Tuesday. Handmaiden 10. Mara has coat on, says she's going out, doesn't want any lunch as she won't be here. Rang office, cup of tea made, toast and yogurt given. Wanted to heat some soup up, Mara doesn't want it. No meds in freezer, unable to find any saucepans to heat soup with. Mara eating her toast, okay on leaving. Handmaiden 11. Mara asleep on sofa on arrival, very tired. Front door wide open. Prompted meds, taken a glass of milk. Prepared 2 Weetabix and a cup of tea for breakfast. Mara doesn't seem very well, complaining that she's cold and very drowsy. Asked me to put fire on for her. Will inform office. from Sarah to Leah. Dear Leah, I will have to ring you to give you an update on Mum. Very many thanks for all your help, Sarah. P.S. I think we might have to swap the sandwich for something else. Maybe tinned peaches and cream, say. I always find a whole leftover sandwich on Saturday. Handmaiden 12. Mara up on arrival, upstairs on the toilet, already dressed. Sat on the toilet for about 40 minutes. Meds taken. Made bed, breakfast, 2 Weetabix, 1 cup of tea. Refused cream to wrist. Curtains open, all's well on leaving. Also cleaned toilet after opening up bowels. Handmaiden 1. Mara okay, very sleepy. Gave mashed banana, sugar and milk, cup of tea and milk. Prompt meds. Wiped kitchen surfaces. Already up and dressed. Fire on. All okay on leaving. Handmaiden 1. Mara still in bed on arrival. Didn't want to get up. Assisted to bathroom, then back to bed. Gave cup of milk. Prompt meds. Refused breakfast and personal care. Rubbish out. Kitchen left tidy. All okay on leaving. Informed on call. Handmaiden 1. Mara up, dressed with coat on, ready to go out. Cream on wrists. Prompt meds. Gave tea, milk, banana and sugar on Mara's request. Wiped kitchen surfaces. Bin okay. All okay on leaving. Handmaiden 13. Mara in a lot of pain with back and wrists. Was stuck on toilet. All's well on leaving. From Leah to Yale. I took 50p out of your envelope. Thanks, Leah. From Leah to Sarah. I did my usual cleaning. Your mum's hair was 8.85 and I did get her a sandwich which was a pound. I would try some peaches and cream next week. I got your mum 2x1 pints of milk which was 96 pence. Together with the sandwich, it was 1.96. Your mum was up and dressed when I arrived and quite happy and chatty. The key was in the key safe and everything seemed to be fine. Leah, P.S. Only one key in the key safe, not the bunch of keys. I took 50 pence out of Yale's envelope. I've left a message for Yale on her pad to tell her I have done this. Handmaiden 3. Mara was in bed on arrival and had barricaded the living room door. Made her honey on toast and cup of tea, glass of water with her meds, which were taken. Wrist creamed. Mara not well, very tearful and just lethargic and just looks under the weather. Rang daughter and explained, and she is on her way over. From Sarah to Leah. Dear Leah, as you told me about the bunch of keys in the safe, I took them out and gave them to Mum. I don't know what they were doing in the safe or who put them there. Sandwich left over in fridge when I came on Saturday. Could you please drop off and pay for the laundry? I've left a note asking Yale if she can collect, as you will be away. Just put the ticket in Yale's envelope. If we don't speak before, hope you have a great holiday and that your daughter gets her maternity place. Love, Sarah. P.S. I bought Mum some ice cream. It's in the freezer. Let's try her with some of this with fruit. I think she's fed up with some things. P.P.S. Will you be willing to take Mum to Aqua movement and music sessions on Tuesday afternoons? I think it would help her arthritis. From Sarah to Yale. Dear Yale, if Leah leaves you the ticket, could you please collect Mum's laundry next week, July the 5th, I think? Leah pays when she drops the laundry off. Please can you put the laundry in the first wardrobe in the spare bedroom. Key on top of wardrobe closest to sofa bed. Thanks, Sarah. Handmaiden 9. Mara fine on arrival, already waiting to be collected. Prompted meds and taken. Cream to wrists. Mara would not let me make her any breakfast. From Yale to Sarah. Dear Sarah, took your mum for a ride round, went to Watermead Park, had coffee and a cob. Your mum didn't eat the cob. I brought it home for her to eat later. Your mum seemed a bit quiet today, but she said she enjoyed herself. I will get laundry for you next week. £11.13 minus £1.90 for coffee and cob equals £9.23 change. Mileage 8. Just letting you know I'll be away from the 11th of July until the 23rd of July. I like the new door and don't have to worry about the keys anymore. I think the lock-on door is very good. Yale. From Sarah. DL. Couldn't agree more about the door. Have a great holiday, Yale. Sarah. From Leah to Sarah. I will take the laundry and leave the ticket in Yale's envelope. I did see Yale, so she knows I'm doing this. I got your mum 2x1 pints of milk. I will leave your mum some peaches and ice cream. The milk was 96 pence. We'll take your mum to Aqua Sessions. Just leave me the details of where it is and what time you want. The key was in the key safe and your mum was fine today. She did not complain at all about her back hurting. Hope you're okay. Leah, P.S. The laundry was £9.99 and I noticed there were tins of peaches in your mum's food cupboard, so I used one of these. I also got a leaflet for the Aqua Sessions. If you have any documents with your mum's date of birth, it is cheaper. I've left the leaflet in the folder. From Leah to Sarah. I did my usual cleaning. The key was in the key safe. I got your mum 2x1 pints of milk, which was 96 pence. I took your mum for a drive and then for a manicure, which was £8.50. Your mum was quite quiet today. I asked if she was okay and she said she was fine. I got your mum some peaches and ice cream. I will see your mum next on Thursday, July the 21st. I hope you have a quiet 2 weeks while I am away. Love, Leah. P.S. Could you get some bleach, please?
Machines of forgetting. Coincidence. Thank you.
This program has been brought to you by Resonance FM. If you like what you heard, please support our work by making a donation at resonancefm.com/donate.